and thanks for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And have you ever had a really hard time forgiving someone? I know I have. I mean, maybe it's something small, like when your kids make the house a mess or your husband forgets date night. But maybe someone has hurt you in a much more serious way that still makes it hard for you to continue with life. And in any scenario, forgiveness can be a big challenge. And we want to hold on to our negative feelings towards someone as a sort of punishment for them. But as the author Anne Lamott says, not forgiving is like drinking rat poison and then waiting for the rat to die. It really only hurts ourselves. And it's true that when we withhold forgiveness, we're really only damaging ourselves in spirit. And according to a new study, we could also be damaging our health. Luther College psychologist Lauren Toussaint conducted a study called Forgive to Live, where they took 1,500 adults over the age of 66 who were all former or current Christians or entirely non-religious. And the study asked the participants 7 questions about their beliefs on forgiveness and then followed up with them 3 years later to see if those beliefs contributed to their overall health and mortality. So here are the 7 questions the study asked. Number 1. Do you feel that you can't forgive others until they apologize to you first? Number 2, do you feel that others don't have to do anything special to deserve your forgiveness? Or in other words, do you practice unconditional forgiveness? Number 3, how often do you find yourself holding a grudge? Number 4, do you feel you must promise to be perfect in order to gain God's forgiveness? Number 5, do you believe that God will forgive you no matter what? Number 6, do you still feel bad about things that you've done in the past? And number 7, do you think that others still blame you for your past mistakes? So they followed up with the study subjects after 3 years, and Dr. Toussaint found that the one belief about forgiveness that predicted mortality was the inability to forgive people until they have apologized to you first. So these people who refused to forgive until some condition was met, they actually ended up dying a lot sooner because they harbored resentment, held grudges, and which are emotions that can actually impair your heart health. So if you're waiting for someone to do something in order for you to get over a negative situation and move on with your life, don't wait. Especially if that person has passed away or you are no longer in contact with them, there's no way that they can apologize to you. So allow yourself to have peace and move on by first forgiving them in your heart. Dr. Toussaint noted that the sooner the psychological healing begins, the more likely it is that your health will reap the benefits. Earlier studies conducted on forgiveness actually found that when people are willing and unconditionally forgiving, they have better health in terms of their heart, their hormones, their immune system, and they're also less likely to suffer from depression and anxiety. Isn't that interesting? So this all kind of reminds me of this Mormon message. Maybe you've seen it. It's called Forgiveness, My Burden Was Made Light, and you can watch it on mormonchannel.org. And in this video, we see Chris Williams, a man who goes through this horrible ordeal of losing his pregnant wife and 2 children in a drunk driving accident with a teenager. And he explains his journey on learning how to forgive the teenage driver that hit them and how that process really healed himself and his whole family and the teenager's family as well. So again, that video is called Forgiveness, My Burden Was Made Light. And if you have any kids at home that you're trying to teach them more about forgiveness, you can watch this great new Mormon Channel Kids video called The Shiny Bicycle. That's also available on mormonchannel.org. And it just shows this great symbolic story of how forgiveness works and how repentance works with God. So our quote of the day comes from the Bible, and it's in Matthew 18, where Jesus is answering a question to his disciples that he was asked about how often they should forgive others. So in Matthew 18, verses 21 and 22, it says, "How oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee, until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. And that doesn't literally mean, of course, 490 times, but we need to always be forgiving. That needs to be just a way of life for us, and always freely forgiving those who have wronged us can really help us move on and be healthier spiritually as well as physically. So thank you so much for listening to our show today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.